4, raising a glass to historic town ale tasting ceremony. A centuries-old Newton Abbot tradition was revived on Saturday, July the 4th, as members of the court leet and court baron of the manorial borough of Newton Abbot carried out their annual ale tasting ceremony. Members of the court gathered at the Royal British Legion Club in Marsh Road to begin the historic event, which dates back to the days when local authorities were responsible for checking the quality of ale served within their boundaries. At 1:30 p.m, the official proclamation was read on behalf of His Lordship of the Manorial Borough, Keith Stokes Smith. It stated it was the duty of the court to visit every alehouse within the borough, when the bailiff would request a sample of the ale being sold so that the ale taster could ensure it was fit and wholesome for all who visited the establishments. A total of 14 venues were visited during this year's ceremony. At each stop, the bailiff read an Old English drinking song, first published in 1728. Here's a health to the king and lasting peace, to faction an end, to wealth increase. Come, let's drink while we have breath, for there's no drinking after death. Following the tasting, the portry presented each landlord with a sprig of evergreen, which was traditionally displayed at the entrance to show the establishment has been visited by the court. A certificate was also presented for display inside each premises, confirming that they do serve good ale here. The ceremony also included comments, moments of entertainment and camaraderie, with the words of the ale taster's song being read at selected venues to allow participants a short rest during the afternoon's busy schedule. The song tells the tale of a man who finds himself resting in a gutter alongside a pig after an evening's drinking, before the animal eventually decides to leave. After the final ale house had been visited, participants returned to the Royal British Legion Club.
Prolific thief jailed after £1,500 shoplifting spree. A prolific thief who stole items worth more than £1,500 from shops across South Devon has been jailed. Ben Dennis Williams, aged 23, of Chestnut Avenue, Exeter, appeared at Exeter Magistrates Court on June the 23rd, where he pleaded guilty to 22 counts of shop theft. The offences took place between 26th of March and 17th of June this year and involved stores including Co-op locations in Tynmouth and Dawlish, Tesco in Torquay and Newton Abbot, Costcutter, Dawlish, Sainsbury's at Newton Abbot and John Lewis and TK Maxx in Exeter. Williams stole items including bottles of wine, meat, coffee, laundry products, baby clothes, energy drinks, cosmetic products, and chocolate. He was sentenced to a total of 9 months' imprisonment. The majority of offences were committed at Co-op stores in Dawlish and Tynmouth. Through their membership of the Devon, Cornwall and Isles of Scilly Business Crime Reduction Partnership, created by UK Partners Against Crime, these businesses were able to work collaboratively with police and other retailers to build a stronger evidential picture of offending behaviour. PC Ange Cumber from the South Devon Crime Management Investigation Team said, "This was a sustained period of offending which had a real impact on a number of businesses and their staff. I hope this outcome reassures businesses that we take shop theft seriously and will pursue offenders through the courts." Devon and Cornwall Police Business and Crime Prevention Sergeant Chris Challoner added, "This outcome highlights the value of businesses working together and alongside policing through the Business Crime Reduction Partnership. By sharing information, evidence and intelligence collectively, we are able to identify patterns of offending more quickly and take robust action against repeat offenders. Partnership working doesn't just support investigations, it helps prevent crime in the first place, protects staff and strengthens the resilience of our local business community." As part of the partnership, some businesses utilised a crime intelligence platform to submit CCTV and statement, efficiently helping officers progress investigations more quickly. However, these tools form just one element of a broader approach focused on prevention, intelligence sharing, and joint working between businesses and policing.
Lifesavers rescue women from sea. Members of Tynemouth Beach Surf Lifesaving Group have been praised for helping a woman found face down in the sea. They had been training on their inshore rescue boats when they spotted a person in the water. The casualty was pulled from the water and the team quickly started CPR. Dawlish Coast Guard team was also called, along with paramedics and police. By the time Coast Guards arrived, the woman was conscious and breathing. A spokesman for Dawlish Coast Guard said, The person was handed over to the care of ambulance and conveyed to hospital. We wish them all the help available and a speedy recovery. A special well done to Tynemouth Beach Surf Life Saving Club for their swift and successful actions. An eyewitness added, the team were absolutely amazing, acted quickly and professionally, and most probably saved this lady's life. Well done to everyone who was involved.
Police invite public to local meetings. Residents are being encouraged to meet their local neighbourhood policing team at a series of community engagement events taking place this month. Officers from the Ashburton and Chudley policing team will be hosting Talk with Your Local Police Team sessions, giving people the chance to raise concerns, ask questions and discuss issues affecting their communities. The meetings will be held at Coffee and the Corner in Exminster on Thursday, July the 23rd from 2:30pm to 3:30pm and at Chudley Town Hall on Wednesday, July the 29th from 7pm to 8pm. Anyone unable to attend can still have their say by completing the team's community policing survey, with responses helping to shape future community engagement and local policing priorities.
Town Library set to reopen after fire damage. Tynemouth Library will be opening its doors again on Monday the 13th of July. It's been closed since a fire broke out on the roof on the 19th of April, causing serious damage. During the closure, users have been visiting Dawlish Library to borrow and return books. A spokesperson for Libraries Unlimited said, the fire was a significant setback for both the library and the local community, so it's fantastic that we are now able to reopen our doors. While further repairs to the roof will still be required, the library is safe for staff, volunteers and customers to use, and we are looking forward to welcoming you back.